One day, I met this man, David, who was standing outside of the Dunkin' Donuts, and I was like, yo, you want a donut? And this wasn't one of the days when I had gone and bought donuts. This was just a random day, but I was going to Dunkin' Donuts to buy myself a donut. Okay, I don't know how many more times I need to say the word donut. People in New York City, and I'm sure every big city, there's a real culture for how to treat people on the street and people who don't have homes and, you know, I don't subscribe to that. I really feel like people on the streets are my friends. Plus, after having gone through the last two really shitty years in Detroit, I was in a place where I'm still figuring out and finding my legs. And I was feeling extremely vulnerable. I was feeling lonely. I was feeling confused. And I couldn't hide it. And so all I really wanted to do was connect. Most often, every single day in my life, I'm trying to solve my own problem. I'm trying to give myself what I need first, and somehow, you know, other solutions start to happen and other people get involved. But in any case, I'm meeting, you know, I spoke to David, and then that was that. We just went our separate ways. But then, over the course of living in Chelsea for that year, I started to see him over and over again because he stood in that same spot. And we became friends, like actual friends. And David, who's, you know, living on the streets and who wasn't living on the streets prior to this year, but went through a hard time in his life and had fallen on some hard times. I mean, we connected like we had been long lost kindred spirit friends. And the biggest thing that connected us was our mindset. David is a risk taker. He believes in himself. He's got so much potential. And we started helping each other solve our problems. I'd be like, man, I got to have this conversation with my dad, and I don't know how. And he would give me his advice, which was, I have hired business coaches. I've had my self-love coach. I've paid so much money to people. I have gotten some of the best advice, just the non-bullshit best advice from David. And I started to really go home and think, man, this dude is something else. And so David and I, over the course of a few months, we started just meeting and chatting. And it was weird because he looks disheveled and we look like an odd pair, truly. Like, you see us on the street, it's like, what are you two doing together? So what we decided to do was take what we do for each other, which is help each other with our real life day-to-day issues, and take it to the street. Namely because we're too big of people to just be with each other. I felt this way since I was 5. I'm too big to just be this or that. David was definitely too big just to be helping me. He needed to help other people. I felt that way. I knew he felt that way about me. So we said, let's give other people advice. Let's see if we can help people on the streets of New York who have their head down, who are always looking upset and in a hurry. Everyone's got issues. Let's see. So we stood on the corner of 28th and 7th, and then 28th and 8th, and we created what we called the corner office, which is the corner office, free advice for any issue you may have. And basically, we were just street corner therapists for an hour on the weekends. And we did it a bunch of different times. We did it for a few months. And we got insane questions. People asked us how to fund their films, how to get investors, where to get a pair of shoes, how to have their kids stop asking them for money, how to find a job, how to write a script. I mean, we got all sorts of random questions. Oh, I had a really bad day. What should I do? I'm still thinking about it. I had a bad day yesterday. I'm still thinking about it. And David would give his real straight up street advice. And I would often give my heady sort of what I thought was smart advice. And we would just kind of help as many people as we could. And at the end of that, we did it all for free. So here you have this man who's homeless, who's ordinarily like asking for money. We're not asking for shit. We're just helping you as much as we can and being generous. And meanwhile, we're also getting filled up with, like, we loved like being with each other, and it was a great friendship, and we're out in the sunshine, and we're also helping other people. it was just like this real kind of generous cycle of things, and it made us feel really good. And that's the epitome of how I live my life. Like, I am so rich in amazing people and experiences because I'm just open. Like, I really feel like my next moment after I leave this office and I go and catch my train, something amazing could happen. And that's how I live, and oftentimes that's what happens. So that's kind of how that Dunkin' Donuts, to get back to donuts, because that's what life is about.
Oh, wow. Hey, it's Srini. I hope you've enjoyed this sneak preview of our new Unmistakable animation project. We've actually just kicked off a new YouTube channel where you can see our first animated short and where you'll eventually be able to see an animated version of today's episode in just a few weeks. Visit unmistakablecreative.com/animate and subscribe to our YouTube channel today. Again, that's unmistakablecreative.com/animate.